Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Patriots have filed tampering allegations against the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. It appears that that is still the case. My guess is now, after digging into it a little bit more, that the Patriots know Brian Gain, or that, not Brian Gain,
Nick Caserio
wants to leave, and they want to make sure that they get a draft pick and compensation for it.
Here's my thing. How about just say, okay, Texans, I tell you what. We'll grant you permission to talk to him. If you end up signing him on as your general manager, you need to give us compensation in form of a draft pick. And just come up with the compensation. Keep this all under wraps. It's a bunch of BS, and it's a bunch of grandstanding by an organization that's already been caught with their pants down cheating in the cookie jar numerous times.
You know, has the easiest schedule in the AFC?
I'm going to guess it was 9 times out of 10 a last place team from last year or close to it who probably didn't do very well.
Well, I can already tell by doing this math, you're never going to get the New England Patriots. Now, granted, they've got 6 games against the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills, which that's always a good start.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, Jermaine Every in for the Falcon. And, talk some sports, not a whole lot, but we've been talking about the NBA Finals. Andy says CJ McCollum is second best. I won't hear that argument that CJ McCollum's a better player than Klay Thompson. I won't stand for it.
Andy, you need to be drug tested.
Scarballs says, looking into the future of the Warriors and expecting Klay and KD to go into free agency, which I don't, by the way. Can you think of any other dynasty team in any sport that gets dismantled like that, even though they were at the peak of their dominance? 98 Bulls don't count. When Shaq left the Lakers.
Yeah, prime example.
I mean, to me, they could have
prime kept, example.
Shaq and Kobe would have won as many championships as they wanted. And Shaq was like, nah, I'm
and he
out.
Said the 98 Bulls don't count?
Yeah. I don't know why, but
why don't they count? Like, I mean, clearly they didn't want to bring Jordan back. They didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to keep paying Scotty. You know, they definitely didn't want to keep Dennis Rodman around. Why wouldn't they count?
Yeah. But even if you don't count them, there's other examples.
I wouldn't say as much of a dynasty, but I'll say teams that could have been good and been good for a long time that got dismantled after a championship, both Florida Marlins teams.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other ones. There's some. Give me a minute and I'll think of more. But I know those two Florida Marlins teams – I don't understand why the 98 Bulls don't count. Let's see. What other teams? I mean, the New England Patriots have done such a great job of retooling and reshaping their roster that's why they have stayed such a dynastic team over the course of almost 20 years. So they're the perfect example of what the Rockets and the Astros used to try to do. Like when Drake McLean would just try to put Band-Aids on everything to try to keep it going and couldn't, and it just fell apart. Same thing with the Rockets when Daryl Morey was given the edict by Les Alexander, you know, we need to retool this roster, but I don't want to tank. And so he just did the best he could and just kept the team in purgatory for forever. Had they just, you know, decided to, you know, go ahead, tank with it and lose and, you know, go on, they probably could have gotten much better, much faster.
And then Lamont says, AJ, white people clown people who wear jean shorts. I never understood that. Black people love jean shorts. So, jean shorts were acceptable for white people probably into the early 2000s. And then it just kind of became a thing. Like, if you're a white guy wearing jean shorts, you look ridiculous. And black guys can still rock that look, but there's a lot of looks that black guys can rock that white guys can't.
Let me tell you, one of the main reasons why black guys can still rock jean shorts and make it look cool and white guys can't, pasty white guy legs.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it.
Pasty white guy legs make jean shorts look not cool.
But like white guys, we've got our shoe color options are limited to brown, black, white, gray. Now, can we have an accent color? Sure. Mm-hmm. Can you have a red swoosh on your gray Nikes? Sure. But if you're wearing red shoes as a white guy, It's a little loud for us.
Want me to tell you one white
black
guy?
Black guys can wear purple shoes, orange shoes, green shoes, like lime green shoes.
Yeah.
Imagine a white guy in lime green shoes. He would look like a total tool.
I'll tell you a white guy who could pull off the shoes and the jean shorts look, as long as he doesn't have pasty white legs.
Who?
Barry Laminette.
Yeah.
I think Barry is one of the white guys that could pull off that black guy jean shorts, cool shoes look.
But Barry, he also is cool enough that he wouldn't try the jean shorts look.
True, true. He's also vain enough to where he wouldn't want to either.
Yeah. He knows what he looks, and he's got pasty legs for sure. There's almost no doubt of that one. But yeah, there's a lot of things that black guys can do fashion wise that white guys just can't. Like it would be racially insensitive for us to try. We just look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like if I showed up wearing a do-rag. See, you're laughing just at the thought of it, right?
Because I was looking at you while you said it.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said it, I pictured you with it.
But if you wore a do-rag, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
It would, because I don't have hair. I would look ridiculous, too.
You have no hair? You have the same hair as me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just haven't shaved it, so I put my hat on. It's kind of like I got that 5 o'clock shadow going.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, name a classic white guy look that a black guy like me would look ridiculous in.
White guys now, we wear short shorts with like boat shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see any black guys doing that.
The frat boy look.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like with a button up, a short sleeve button up. Or a button-up with rolled-up sleeves.
Oh, yeah. Tucked in with a belt on and everything.
Yeah.
Looked like my name was like Chet or something like that. Nah, I couldn't do that.
You couldn't?
I'd look stupid.
I mean, there are... I mean...
I'd look stupid.
And by the way, and I know this is going to piss some white people off because I know some of you have tried to do this. I'm just going to let you know now, it looks ridiculous. When white guys try to wear like a white tuxedo... It's a bad look.
Yeah, it's
black guys.
A lot of blending in.
Sometimes they wear that white tux, and it's like, oh, damn, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
White guys, we put on that white tux, we look ridiculous. It's absurd. You can't do it, white people.
You look see-through.
Yeah.
You look see-through. I mean, you know, there are certain looks that other races shouldn't pull off when it comes to trying to wear something from a different race. Like, I'm trying to think of something else that a pocket protector, maybe.
Who wears? I don't know any white people who have a pocket protector.
Bro, I don't know what white people normally wear. I'm just trying to guess.
You're never around white people at your job?
Yeah. But I told you, he wears a Bluetooth.
You only have one white guy at your work? You got a token white guy?
The owner doesn't count because he's never in the office anymore.
So, yeah, just one white guy, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, just one white guy.
Hey, want to let you guys know, I've been informed, and I got another one. That's how I was informed. Oh, excuse me. You can hear that one there. There are more Carbach burgers still. So if you want a Carbach burger, you still got some time. 5353 West Alabama. Swing by. Get yourself a free burger and a free beer. They're out front cooking them up. I'm telling you now, this burger is so stupid good. If you're in our area and you're not stopping by to get this burger, you're a dumb. You're a dumb. And especially if you're going to like, you know, Jack in the Box or something to get a burger today, don't do it. Stop by here, grab yourself a burger. Get a free beer too. You can't beat that. Free burger, free beer. Now, let's talk about my computer career. If you are in a job that you don't like, you're in a job that doesn't make you enough money, change it, man. There's something you can do. You could start an IT career. How about that? And mycomputercareer.edu is the place to do it. Go to that mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No computer experience or training? They don't care. Helping people start an IT career, that is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school because they're going to help you get a job afterwards because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler. Sorry, Fowlerheads. It's just me and Jermaine here today. We're talking fashion.
Just two bald, bearded, beautiful men.
That's it. You coming on to me?
Nah.
Good.
Not in it. You're not my type.
Brandon says, what about sandals that aren't slides?
You mean like the Jesus sandals?
Like sandals that have, they go on the back of the foot. Like they hook around the back of the foot.
Nah. The only black guys you see wear those, it's like your 50, 60-something year old uncle or grandpa who's out by the grill. And he's grilling, and he's like, he's old enough to wear, old people can wear anything, and
right.
You just let them wear it. So,
I mean, old white people wear jean shorts, too.
You know what old white people also do? They tuck in every single shirt in those green jean shorts, even if it's a t-shirt.
I'll be honest. I think tucked in t-shirt is the worst look you can have. And we have some people at our station that do it. Patrick Creighton is one. Patrick Creighton tucks his t-shirt into his jeans every day. I don't know why.
You know, I think you're right. I've never seen him
tucked in. And
I wonder if he grew up going to like Catholic schools and stuff like that.
I don't know
where it's a thing, you know.
But Patrick Creighton, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
And he may think that that's a slimming look, but it's really not. Because it shows exactly where your waistline is.
Some people just have their thing, you know? Maybe he's just, tucks my shirt in guy.
That's his move, huh?
That's his move. That's his thing, you know? Like,
Aaron tucks his shirt into his underpants.
Really?
Yeah. Currently tucked.
Is that to keep it in place, Aaron, to make sure you get that slimming look going on?
It's to make sure I don't have, like, the elastic, like, imprinted on my stomach because I'm kind of chubby.
Yeah.
So when I actually like take my pants off at the end of the day, I don't want the elastic, like the ripples of the elastic waistband in there.
I could care less. I know I got a gut and I just embrace it. Matter of fact,
you're skinny fat.
Yeah. My kids, we were walking through and getting some stuff at Walmart for the dog, and they had this t-shirt that said Dad Bod. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool t-shirt. They're like, Dad, we're going to get you this for Father's Day. I said, oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Dr. Dre says, y'all can't pull off the Camaro guy. Pants, button-down shirt that's only half-button, rocking the gold chains and gold Rolex, the shades. Is he saying y'all, like you guys, your people can't or my people can't?
I'm pretty sure my
people invented that look. Like the look of the guy on the cover of like a Grand Theft Auto video game.
Oh, now you know what? Black guys can pull that off.
I think so, too.
But the reason why we pull it off differently is because back then it would have been a jerry curl and he'd be showing taco meat with like three gold chains.
Yeah.
All different levels.
Old school black guys can still do that.
With leather pants.
But young white people and black people avoid that look, I think, now.
Yeah, definitely. You see all the older guys doing it, not any of the younger guys. you see that tweet from Lamont?
Yeah, Grillmaster 19s.
Yeah.
It's right, but they don't have the they don't have backs on them. They don't have they don't go around the
no,
back of
a some
heel.
Of them do and some of them don't. That's what I've noticed.
Okay.
Some of them do and some of them don't, but they all have that same like lattice top of an apple pie look.
Do you own a pair of Crocs?
Hell no.
I don't either. Aaron, you for sure own Crocs, huh?
I do not.
You do not?
What?
I do not.
That's surprising to me. You strike me as a Crocs guy.
I would have lost money on that bet.
I would have for sure lost
money.
Not
at all.
Wow.
I got a good
buddy
of mine.
Your wife have Crocs?
Not at all. She knows I'd throw her out of the house.
Okay.
I got a good buddy of mine. He loves his Crocs.
Yeah?
And so does my uncle.
I've never even tried them on.
Yeah. Me either.
just look too ridiculous for me.
I just wear my Nike slides around the house, and that's about it.
I walk around my house barefoot.
I can't walk around my house barefoot because I don't want to get in my bed, and if there should happen to be some dirt on the floor, get in the bed, that'd freak me out.
Okay. I mean, you know, wearing shoes in the house, that's probably going to drag the most dirt through the house.
No. I wear house shoes.
Oh, okay.
Shoes that I only wear in the house.
Gotcha.
Come on, God, man.
You are such a rich.
Oh, my God. Here we go again. So basically what you're saying is I shouldn't get accustomed to my lifestyle if I want to continue doing this for a living?
Oh, certainly not. Yeah. Okay. You want to be in radio, you better adjust your expectations of income.
Okay, cool. Because my wife's going to graduate and get her degree and start making the real big bucks in about a year or so.
Okay.
So that's about when I should be ready to adjust my income and everything.
People asking when we're going to talk NBA Finals, and I feel like we did. I don't know how much more there is to say about the NBA Finals. I mean,
go to Podcast Arena, The Blitz. It's in the end of hour number two, beginning of this hour. Well, this hour will be podcasted after the show, but end of hour two, beginning of hour three, we talk NBA Finals. 6:26.
That one was strong.
I have been keeping mines off air because I know that's normally your gimmick. So whenever I've burped
throughout the show. It's not a gimmick. It's just how.
That's your thing. You know, like PC is tucks every shirt in guy. You're burp on the air guy, so I make sure.
But I burp off the air too.
Yeah, you do.
Fred gets mad at me because I wasted it. I just don't hit the cough button when I'm gonna belch. I hit the cough. I save the cough button exclusively for coughing.
We just got a text from Raheel. He's a proud Crocs owner since 2006. The best shoe.
That doesn't surprise me. Raheel
has been touting the Croc life for the longest time. So
this is something about Raheel is. What's acceptable from a fashion standpoint for Raheel is almost unacceptable for every other man, regardless of race.
Yeah, I would say so.
Although I will say I don't know if Raheel identifies as Middle Eastern or like Southwest Asian. I don't know. But either way, the Middle Eastern man can get away with a lot, even more than black people from a fashion standpoint.
For sure. See, and that's where Raheel's crossover appeal is, because he can wear the white guy look and get away with it.
Yeah.
And he can wear the black guy look and get away with it. But let's say you or I tried either of the two, we couldn't necessarily get away with that.
Raheel's versatile.
Yeah. Very versatile.
Yeah. A tweet just came in, surprised that you're black.
Really?
Yeah, you come across as a white guy on the air.
So I sound like a white guy?
You sound like a white guy.
Awesome.
That bothers you, or you're cool with that?
I don't care.
You don't care. Good for you.
I stopped caring what people think of me a long time ago, AJ.
BestHotelRates.com, they want to save you money when you're traveling, and they're the best way to do it. And when you're traveling, you want to save money because you want to have more money to spend on fun things to do. You don't want to spend it all on your hotel. Well, Best Hotel Rates has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they're extending those discounts to you. Here's the deal. Go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in the destination when you're traveling, and boom, you're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels you'd be paying more for somewhere else. Save your money. Book your hotels through BestHotelRates.com. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation so your stay is safe and secure. Now, you might be asking, AJ, you just told me a lot of stuff. That's a lot of information to process. How am I ever going to remember where to go to get the best hotel rates? Well, then I would tell you it's in the name, BestHotelRates.com. Take me to your level. Show me the one.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
and on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jermaine Every. Good point. Well, I guess let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. Your kid, well, you got a 16-year-old now, huh?
Yep.
You drive?
About to start. You just turned 16 in April.
How's he get to school every day?
Takes the bus.
Okay. Sometimes taking the bus isn't the safest way.
Sometimes taking the bus is not the safest way.
You ever have you ever lived in Houston proper?
What's that?
Like in the city limits?
No.
But you lived in New Orleans, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you take public transportation when you lived there? You
ever
take a bus
or Oh yeah.
Man, I can't take the bus. I'm afraid of bus people.
You ever gone to New York?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the subway?
Yeah. It's a necessity there. I don't have my car.
Exactly.
You know, but in New Orleans, I'd much rather rent a car than, you know.
A lot of places we could just walk there. We didn't have to necessarily take the bus. The only time I took a bus was for other stuff.
Okay. Well, a second grader in Ypsilanti Township is riding the bus, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And fell asleep. It happens. Kids fall asleep on the bus. Well, never got off the bus. And bus driver assumed, well, my route's done. And parked the bus.
Never checked the bus?
No. No. And apparently 2 hours the kid was on the bus by himself. And he waited for the driver.
So the kid just sat there on the bus for 2 hours.
Yeah. On Monday, after spending the night with his father, the mom says she's very upset. On Monday, after spending the night with his father, her son Braden boarded the bus early Monday to head to elementary school. Hudson noticed that the child had left his backpack at home, but when she went to the school to give it to him, staffer said he wasn't there. After confirming that the bus had reached the school, she learned from staffers that the second grader had apparently been left behind when the driver returned to a district transportation lot about a mile away. The boy had fallen asleep, but the district superintendent said that drivers are required to check their buses twice to ensure that all students have exited. Apparently, this bus was not checked twice. An empty sign had been raised on Braylin's bus, indicating that had happened. The driver did not check, resulting in my son being unattended and alone for 2 hours. Braylin said he was not alarmed and knew the bus driver had to get back on the bus to pick the children up, so he just waited.
Man.
An investigation is underway, but they say, we're very sorry that happened. We have procedures in place to prevent this, and it looks like one of the procedures wasn't followed through. The mom, of course, wants more action taken and says he won't be taking the bus to school probably for the rest of the year because, you know, school's over now. So
exactly.
I'll show you. Mom, listen, you'll have your kid back on the bus because I know you ain't getting up to take your kid to school the next day.
I'm wondering, it sounds like the mom and the dad aren't together.
Well, clearly.
I guarantee you that she was so pissed at the dad and she was ready to, like, take him to the woodshed over this.
I'm sure.
And then she realized it was the bus driver's fault.
Yep. Well, that's the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
My Gym of the Day, just to...
Oh, you had one? Quick.
Yeah, of course. I always have one. Man drove drunk to pick up woman charged with DWI.
Yeah.
That's happened before in Louisiana.
So, he was drunk, went to pick up a woman, Mm-hmm. Charged with DWI. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it better when the story is like a man was so drunk, but he needed either drugs or alcohol or female company so bad that he let his child drive the car. And then,
wow.
And then the child gets pulled over and the guy's like, listen, I'm being responsible here by not driving drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I really needed some more booze, so I let my 8-year-old drive. Big deal.
Exactly. It happens all the time. It
happens all the time.
Or I like my headlines to read, teen driving at 106 miles per hour needed the bathroom after too many hot wings.
Oh, that ain't good. That ain't good.
Bro, just pull over, use a leaf or something, or, you know, use your underwear and just leave it at the side of the road. Like, don't drive 106 miles an hour. That's not good.
Lamont says, AJ, do you have any real black friends? Do you know black culture? Seems like you were mad surprised about a lot of black stuff. I don't think I'm surprised by any black stuff. Well, it surprised me.
No, I don't think so. I just think like you like learning about the culture.
Yeah, I like to take people's stuff in.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't have as many black friends as I used to. I used to have more black friends in Austin, like people that I hung out with regularly. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Houston blacks don't like me as much. That's a possibility.
Well, I mean, last time we co-hosted together, I invited you to my end of the town, and you said, no, that's too far to drive.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
See?
You live in the middle of nowhere. But there's black people who live close to me.
You live north of the wall.
Not really. My address is still Houston.
Bro, that is so close to Spring, Tomball, and Cypress, it's ridiculous.
It's still Houston.
It's still far. It's north of the wall.
You can't live in Rosenberg and say my house is far.
You can't live where you live and say my house is far.
I mean, my house is literally in the Houston city limits.
Yeah, but you know how big the Houston city limits are?
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, I say you live far away from Houston. You can't say I live far away from Houston.
I didn't say you live far away from Houston. I just said you live far.
Far from what? From you?
Yeah, like from the middle of the town, like from downtown, from the Beltway, whatever. Well, no, not from the Beltway, but like from Midtown, I'll say.
Okay. BH Blitzer says, what was your opinion on the Deadwood movie? I didn't ever hear you and Fred talk about it. I'm just assuming you've seen it already. I haven't seen it. I've been waiting for my wife to have appropriate time to watch it, and I won't be watching it tonight because there's a basketball sports match that I'll be paying attention to. I'm probably next week sometime. Or maybe we're going to Dallas this weekend. And we'll have some hotel time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe good old HBO Go, watch it on the iPad.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten into it. There's so many different
shows. You've never seen Deadwood?
There's so many different shows and stuff that I haven't watched because I do watch that much sports. And then my little like hot side hobby thing or whatever is wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I love bringing that up every time we're together just to see you cringe.
It's so funny. The 38-year-old man. Love wrestling.
Yeah.
Your kids like wrestling?
Yeah. I've actually taken them to 3 WrestleManias.
Do they watch it with you every night does wrestling come on? Is it still Mondays?
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay, because it used to be Monday and Thursday, right?
Yeah, but now it's going to go to Mondays and Fridays because of the Fox contract.
Oh, Fox got rid of the UFC and said we're taking on pro wrestling.
Yeah,
they won't do a very good job with it. No. Your kids watch it Monday nights, though? They sit down and watch it with you?
Yeah, my son, he stopped watching it because John Cena got beat up by Brock Lesnar and that pissed him off.
Or he stopped watching it because he turned 16 and realized.
No, he stopped watching
it. If I ever want to get laid, John I better stop Cena. Watching wrestling.
And then he started back watching it again, like within the last like few months or so, like beginning of this year, end of last year, he started watching it again.
TJ says, I learned how to blend the black man style and the white man style and make it my own from living in other states and countries. Okay.
Good job, TJ. Way to keep it versatile.
Brandon says, bad look for everybody was wearing jeans with flip flops. Never understood that.
That's a white guy thing.
It probably is a white guy thing. I will say that I'll admit this. When I lived in Austin, and it's different in Austin than it is here, flip-flops are acceptable pretty much in any circumstance in Austin. Like, I wore flip-flops to work every day.
Austin has a whole different vibe to it, though. So there's some cities and municipalities and whatnot that have just a different vibe. Austin is one of those cities that just has a different vibe. So racial and ethnic lines, as far as fashion is concerned, isn't as...
Oh, they're blurred, for sure. Yeah.
They're super blurred in places like Austin.
All right. Oh, man, one segment left? We'll have to come correct. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Looking for a
dunk like an athlete. You're listening to the Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, wrapping up a Thursday edition of the Blitz. How was it, Jermaine? How was it for you? You feel satisfied?
That just sounds so awkwardly weird coming from you.
Okay.
Don't say that.
Was it good for you is what I'm asking.
We had a good show.
You enjoyed it. Felt good.
Oh, my God. Yes, it did. It felt very good.
Okay.
It made me feel all tingly.
Good. You did a show with Fred when I was gone?
Yeah.
How was that?
Josh and I did.
Oh, but to both of you?
Yeah.
Should I have brought somebody else in?
No.
Fred told me that you had a hard time handling a show by yourself, so I probably should have brought in a third wheel to help you out.
Nah.
You handled it. All right.
Yeah. I think it was more or less that he didn't want me to, like, hog all of the spotlight.
I could see that.
Josh in.
I could see that. So who's better, me or Fred?
You just won't drop it, will you?
I mean, it might, all right. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood. Lori Loughlin is the worst person after paying tons of money to get her stupid daughters into USC. She's doing about the worst thing you should do if you're in her situation.
And what is that?
Snitching.
Oh, no.
If you're going to be mad about my daughters, what about all these other daughters? Why aren't you looking into everybody else? She wants to expose USC's admission practices and wants a day in court because she feels USC is going to do whatever is necessary to attempt to financially ruin her family.
No, so, they're not. Mm-hmm. They're just cooperating with the investigators because
she
they don't
just
want that
paid
heat to come
a
down
half
on
a
them.
Million dollars to get them on the crew team, despite the fact that neither one of them know anything about the sport. Big deal.
And then they end up wanting to leave the school, too. That's a real slap in the face.
The one girl was like, so I'm going to USC. I'm pretty excited. I don't know how much I'll be actually at campus. I just want to go to football games and stuff. I can't wait to party and tailgate. Oh my God, it's gonna be so great. This was disappointing news. I think Jessica Biel is an anti-vaxxer.
That instantly dropped her in the hotness ratings.
Right.
Instantly dropped her. I got some friends that are anti-vaxxers, but they're not like the extreme crazies like some of these people are.
What does that mean?
They're more or less like they do it on their own time. Like they don't do the vaccinations when you're scheduled to. They do them at different times to make sure the kid is.
But they still get them.
Yeah, and then they also do other things like vaccine alternatives or stuff like that. They don't just totally abstain from all vaccinations.
Well, that's probably good. I hope that's not the case for Jessica Biel, but she's like on the campaign trail with Robert Kennedy Jr., who's pushing that.
If she's going there, they're like the hardcore, like totally against vaccines type of people.
And are you familiar with Eva Angelina?
No.
She's a pornographic movie actress who's now apparently decided to work in a firehouse.
What?
Whole experience solid. Mm-hmm.
Used to being around tons of men.
Yeah. And
experience carrying hoses that spray.
Hoses, yeah. Like handling the hose. She's decided to become a full-time firefighter in Florida. She now goes by her real name, Nicole Tyler. She completed the Fire Academy in St. Petersburg, Florida last week. So congratulations to her. She'll be
making an honest living
the hose at a neighborhood near you. All right. Good job today, Jermaine. Appreciate you coming in. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Carbach, for bringing all the free burgers and beer. I'm in trouble with my wife because she cooked dinner and I was like, oh, I ate two burgers.
And you called me a bad dad.
I'm a bad husband. Great dad. We'll be back tomorrow at Big City Wings on Rayford. See you there.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.